Viewmaster on 95BFM.
Okay, woo!
That's what's happening. Woo! We're in.
It's going to be my new thing, actually, is every week when you come in, I try and blast you with a nasty, weird story before you start, Sam, so you can keep your composure.
Oh,
hi, Sam.
Yeah, you're kind of composed. That was definitely a lot of a story.
Mike's
my mic's also just like fully hanging on by a thread.
Itself.
It's absolutely shat itself. Okay, so we were just talking.
Hi,
about
Sam. Happy New Year. Welcome back to BFM.
Oh, yeah, it's the new year. Hey, guys. How was your New Year's?
I feel like summer's a hard time for you when you're a TV show reviewer. Not if you're a beach babe. You don't want to be inside.
Babe, I was at the pool yesterday. I managed to make some time. I read a book still. I'm going full multimedia right now.
Good.
Got radio, got books, got TV.
It's your time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tess, of course, if you check on Tess's left ankle there, you'll see an anklet. That she's earned from the beach.
It's a beautiful green jade kind of
Beach crystals.
from Mangapo?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So I mean, she's running a different program as well.
Anyway, but I mean, it makes time.
She loves
TV
the surf report. That's her favorite part of the show.
She is all over the Aloha spirit.
Okay.
She's right, big shark energy right now.
Oh, right. Unless you've got a toe ring, I don't want to hear that.
Okay. So I've been watching You, the latest Netflix drama TV show. Everyone's into it. Everyone's talking about it.
I didn't even know what it was.
I actually saw an article headline that said, because you know how Bird Box was meant to be the new, like, big Netflix thing.
Yeah.
I have been headline.
Oh, come in, Hunter, if you've got some comment to make.
Hello.
Come here.
Oh, no, I'm on episode 4. I haven't finished it.
Oh, okay. I thought you came in with the Bird Box.
Hunter's obviously quite.
Are you invested?
Well invested now.
Oh, really? Is it? Okay, I'm going to do this.
Don't watch it.
Why not watch it?
It's very Netflix.
It's very trash, but really great.
Oh, so you mean you just can't not watch the next episode, the next episode, the next episode?
It's quite a different type of trash. Like, it's quite uncomfortable.
Let's let Sam take the lead on this one. Go ahead, Sam.
Okay, so basically it stars one of the guys from Gossip Girl, Penn Badgley, and some random
that
woman.
Name again?
Penn Badgley.
What?
Americans are hilarious. I'm called Penn Badgley. I'm not here at the moment.
And then this other woman, her name is... Oh, so Penn Badgley plays Joe, this bookstore owner, and then you've got Elizabeth Lail, who plays Beck, who's a struggling writer. So clearly they're destined to be together.
Heart always goes out to struggling writers.
Yeah, desperate struggling.
We're all struggling.
Yeah.
But basically, so Beck, this girl, she meets Joe in the bookstore, and it's told from his perspective, so you hear him narrating the whole thing. So he's, like, kind of addressing her throughout the whole show in a really creepy tone, and basically he ends up stalking her. And the whole show is this really heavy-handed metaphor about being careful with technology and not putting too much on social media and yada, 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 because he finds her through social media and she doesn't, like, lock her phone, so he steals her phone and starts, like, getting into her emails and stuff. And, like, that's really cool, like, have a metaphor, but it's kind of heavy-handed, and the target demographic, who are millennials, already don't care about that kind of stuff. We already know we don't have any privacy.
It's weird, though, because the way he talks about it, he uses her, like, exposure on social media to justify his creepiness.
Yeah, like he's like, you invited this into your life.
Yeah, that's part of the course, though. That's been an argument in some court cases.
Exactly.
Yeah. So he's a full hella stalker. Like, kind of. Well, he's terrifying. Like, he's
disgusting.
Like, he breaks into her house in the first episode. Like, he's really, really. Ooh. He's full on stalker. This isn't the first episode, he's having a wank watching her in her room. Like, it's pretty.
But also,
it's
weird because the way that the narration of it is. Exactly. The narration of it is like him talking about it in a way that's like, this is completely acceptable, and that's the only perspective you get.
Well, no, because you haven't got to episode 4 yet.
No spoilers.
Basically, the first three episodes are really, really good. I really enjoyed them. Like, some shows are really good in a small, like, if you get a nugget of them, like, not too much. Like a nugget of a show. Like, the core premise and the core, like, first episodes could have just been a really cool, like, film.
Yeah.
Like, that would have been great.
Yeah.
But, basically, the show kind of derails after episode 4. It goes into her perspective, and then her backstory gets way more convoluted, and then her friends get involved, and the narrative...
So, unless it's not just the same old
and
thing.
And there are 10 episodes, right?
10 episodes all up.
10.
Okay. Season 2 has already been booked, because it did so well already in America.
Right.
So basically, everyone's loving it and everyone's frothing it, and it's creepy and, like, tense, and, like, I'll probably watch more of it because it's like
weirdly, like, it's addictive though.
Yeah.
Is it addictive in a Crime Channel way? Addictive in a I watched that.
Both, I think.
I watched, like, Murder Mountain on Netflix. That was pretty average, kind of boring. It was interesting. interesting. But
that's the thing about it, though. It's kind of addictive in the crime mystery, well, not mystery, but like yeah, what's going to happen yeah. way, but well, also yeah. addictive in the like real trash crap way.
Because you kind of root for him not to get caught, but you also kind of want him to get caught. Yeah, I think it's like a weird, perverse weird. Thing, because you're like, I want to see how far this goes, but you're also like, this is effed up.
Yeah.
But yeah, so like the show itself, two beautiful people, you know, making out, that's like...
Yeah, well,
that's like the start of it. That's like what people like really get hooked on. But also, like, him playing that character, I'm actually, like, invested. Like, I believe he's a creep. And I don't know him from Gossip Girl. So everyone else is saying that he's a Gossip Girl person, so they can't see past that. But I don't know him from that, so I'm like, this guy's just a creep.
That happens to some actors and actresses, doesn't it? Is that you just end up...
hating them!
Well, no, they star in one thing for such a long time. That Harry Potter, for example.
Dexter.
Daniel Radcliffe.
Dexter.
Like, it's
well, you're watching Bird Box, and all I can think is, when's the beauty pageant coming?
Yeah.
You see, this is the thing. By ignoring Miss Congeniality, I've enjoyed so much more of Sandra Bullock's
it's
work.
It's funny, because that's what I said to you when you first told me you'd watched it, too. I was like, no. What's Miss Congeniality, though?
And then I was talking to someone about Gravity, and they were saying, oh, I hate that movie, and I love Gravity. I thought it was so cool. But I didn't think about Sandra Bullock.
But what about when you see
quite nice
Daniel,
in that movie, actually, to be honest.
Daniel Radcliffe in something.
Equus.
Are you looking
well,
for
I don't
scar?
Watch Harry Potter, you know?
What?
I know, man.
You only watch
Fable.
Conspiracy theories.
I don't. I just don't watch. I kind of watch.
You've never seen Harry Potter.
Did you watch the new Grinch film?
I've seen bits of it. I'm a big fan. I had the original Dr. Seuss, a beautiful copy of When the Grinch Stole Christmas book.
Okay.
And I still reckon, I still have yet to see a Dr. Seuss story told on film better than it reads in a book, you know what I mean?
I get that.
I'm traditionalist in that respect.
And it's its own style, so it's really hard to recreate.
Yeah. And it's, and you know, and you, it's as much in your own imagination as well, you know?
Yeah, of course. Mm. What about the new Mary Poppins? Are you going to indulge in that? I had a girl, and I'd say it was the best film of 2018.
Really?
Yeah, it's her favourite thing she's watched.
Are we rocking like a spoonful of sugar makes a medicine go down? And Jiminy, has it got all that?
I don't know if I'm going to get into it, but apparently it's really, really good. So
I mean, the whole strict Victorian nanny thing, kind of hot.
What? Okay, so
I'd let her say at 1 a.m.
Do you recommend or not recommend?
I recommend watch it and see how far you get into it, because I will probably finish it. I think I'm on episode 5 now, so I've got 5
like
more.
Finish it.
I feel like I'll finish it. But, you know, I've got to go to the beach and get myself an anklet, so
I
don't know if I'm going to have time.
Well, it depends how committed you are.
Yeah,
exactly. Are you a beach babe? Yeah. You've got to ask yourself.
Exactly.
Well, you don't need to ask yourself, because you just know. The anklet chooses you, Sam.
The anklet chooses you. Okay. I'm not sure what I'll watch next week, but I'll be here.
Despite being a beach babe, I've been watching it too.
Do you need listeners to chuck in some viewing suggestions?
Please do. I really need that.
Oh,
no, actually, no. I'm sorry. I know what I'm going to watch. I'm watching Killing Eve, because Sandra Oh won for Best Actress at the Golden Globes.
I was going to say, I didn't watch the Golden Globes. I sort of just caught Snatch. Is what was going on there.
I just followed the memes and the live updates. I don't actually watch the show.
But she was hosting as well, wasn't she?
She was hosting and she won for Best Actress, her second Golden Globe.
Has that ever happened before?
Yeah, people do that all the time. Like in the Grammys and stuff.
Really?
All the time. Isn't it? Yeah.
It seems to me like if you got the job hosting, you're pretty much sure you're not going to get the prize, you know?
Well, maybe they were sure she wasn't going to get it, and this is like a big win.
Big win. But, I mean, they know who's going to win.
Oh, yeah, I guess the host must know, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how award shows work.
Well, I mean,
I watch TV.
There's a couple of unusual ones that got in there, a couple of ones that didn't, and but a couple of ones that have only just come out as well, you know, which is it's hard to, like Vice, you know, Vice.
I mean, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, big ups.
Have you seen it?
Oh, so good.
Is it?
It's the best Spider-Man film ever.
Really?
Yep.
I haven't seen it yet.
Ever?
Ever.
Oh, yeah.
It's so,
Sarah
so,
says it's great.
So good.
Okay, well, like, why? I love Spider-Man. I'm back from the electric. For those people who remember back when TV was big and fat, and it went in the electric. I'm sure it's actually when Spider-Man says.
It's so cartoony, so fun. The storylines of all the characters are really well fleshed out, and you kind of believe all of their actions within the story. And it just kind of tells a new Spider-Man story, because it tells the story of Miles Morales, the second Spider-Man, the black Hispanic Spider-Man, not Peter Parker.
Right.
And that's just way more
racist.
Fun to watch.
Yeah.
My more racist.
No,
it's
Peter
great.
Parker. Peter Parker's the original Spider-Man.
Peter Parker's in it.
Yeah,
there's okay. like three of them.
All right, okay.
The whole right. Spider-Verse.
I tell you what, I did watch a cam version of. Just while we're talking about movies, was Aquaman. Oh,
how
God.
Do you? Watch
oh, I
cam
cried
version?
In Aquaman.
Oh, really?
Well, I came back from R&B, so I was a bit sad already. So like, I just cried. I watched it and I cried.
I probably would have cried in most things.
I like Jason Momoa. I love Jason Momoa.
At least that's tears of happiness.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Nice. Okay, all right. Well, hey, look, Sam, thank you very much. So the show that you were discussing earlier on was called You on Netflix.
You on Netflix. And next week we'll be Killing Eve on TVNZ On Demand.
There we go. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
That was Viewmaster on 95BFM.
What are you pressing? What are you in?
Nothing.